Let me change up on you. As promised, we are joined right now by a director, a producer, an actor, an Emmy Award winner. Recent films include Patriot's Day, Deepwater Horizon, Lone Survivor. Latest film, Mile 22. It stars Mark Wahlberg, John Malkovich, Ronda Rousey. It is in theaters right now. We are joined by Peter Berg. Peter, good morning. It's great to have you on. How are you?
Jim, it's a pleasure, as always.
Peter, great to talk to you. I appreciate your time this morning. Listen, Mile 22 is the result of an idea that you had and then discussed with first-time screenwriter Lee Carpenter. What was the original idea, Peter, and what was it that got you so excited about this one?
Well, I mean, I think the core idea was to just make a real kick-ass action film. You know, the movies I did that you spoke of before, Lone Survivor, Deepwater Patriots, these were very intense movies. They had stories. They involved lots of people who lost their lives, oil workers, Navy SEALs, normal folks who were watching a marathon in Boston. And, those movies are very intense to make. I really respect the opportunity. I'm grateful to make them. I wanted to kind of take a movie off and just make a straight-up action movie. And we came up with the idea basically of using the CIA's ground branch, which a lot of people don't know about. You can Google it. It's something they don't talk a lot about. But it's the CIA's paramilitary organization. It's the guys, men and women, who do some really crazy, they call them black operations. They do them anonymously, and they don't have the security of the United States military behind them. And they go off and they do these extraordinary operations. So I started reading up on them, met a couple of men and women that were actual members of the ground branch, and we came up with Mile 22.
We're talking to Peter Berg, so you're familiar with that world. And again, we're talking, Peter, about the world of SEALs, Delta Force, Quick Reaction Force. I mean, you touched on this, but what kind of a person does it take to be willing to take on these roles in real life and successfully complete the missions that they're assigned?
Well, these are extraordinary men, and more and more we're seeing women joining the ranks of special operations. SEALs, Delta, the groups you're talking about, these are legitimately patriotic human beings who believe in sacrifice, who believe in discipline, who believe in, I think, the very best of our country. And they're remarkable human beings. If you know anything about men like Marcus Luttrell, his brother Morgan Luttrell, these I think are, the very best we can offer oftentimes as a country. The thing that's so unique about the CIA's ground branch is that these guys do it for absolutely no attention, no recognition. They're doing operations every day all over the world, and nobody ever hears about it. If they die, they don't get big military funerals. They get a star on the wall at Langley at CIA headquarters. And I find that to be fascinating. And the deeper I dove into that world, into the world of the paramilitary of the CIA, it almost struck me, certainly not as a higher form of patriotism, but a very unique form of patriotism, that these folks are willing to go out there and in often cases die for our country, and we never hear about it. And I find that to be inspirational and certainly worthy of a movie.
Mile 22 is in theaters right now. Peter Berg joining us. Now, Peter, it's your fourth film with Mark Wahlberg, so I'm going to assume that there is chemistry. There's a certain dynamic that the two of you had that's pretty special. How did you first meet him, and how did you know in that meeting that this might be a long-term, special working relationship?
Well, we're both big boxing fans, and I own a boxing gym in Los Angeles with Freddie Roach called Wild Card West, and I'm a huge boxing fan. I'm certainly not a great fighter, but I still love to spar. But I'm careful about who I spar with because I'm too old to take the head trauma.
Right.
And many years ago, Wahlberg came to the gym and kind of was looking around, and I was looking at him, and we were sort of talking about doing a film, and we were both kind of looking at the room. I could see the look in Wahlberg's eyes, which, if anybody knows Mark, he's got a look. And I think he wanted to go, and I kind of respectfully declined. And Mark was like, probably a smart choice. I didn't want to go with Wahlberg. But we kind of, that was the beginning of a competitive friendship. And that turned into a professional working relationship. And, we get along like brothers now, and we're very creatively aligned. I think we both kind of look at the world in the same way. And, you know, I work hard. There's nobody that works harder than Mark. And I respect that quite a bit. So we enjoy working together. We enjoy the finished product. And, you know, it's rare that you get that opportunity in my business.
Peter Berg joining us. You know, Peter, I'm a huge boxing guy, too. So before I let you go, I want to ask you about that. But let me first ask you about Ronda Rousey, who also has a significant role in Mile 22. I've had her on the show numerous times, and she definitely has an it to her. She's got a star quality.
Yeah.
But as a star quality as an athlete, it does not always translate from sports to acting. What was it like to work with her, and what do you make of her performance?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Ronda's. And, I had my eye on her, you know, early on in her career, and certainly identified that it quality that you're talking about. It's undeniable. And I was a big fan watching her just, you know, massacre anyone that got in the octagon with her. And that was very impressive. But what really kind of won my heart with Ronda and made me see something, you know, more than what we saw during her success was how she conducted herself after those two losses. You know, I think, you know, getting up and overcoming adversity are things that, you know, we talk to our kids about them. There's memes all over social media about, you know, fall down 7, get up 8, all of those quotes. It's very rare that you get an opportunity to see someone that's done it with as much grace, composure, humor, charm. You know, she went through what I think would have broken most human beings, and she didn't let it break her. She didn't let it define her, and she, you know, has reinvented herself. And I just have so much respect for her, and I find it to be, you know, she's truly one of the most inspirational people I've been able to spend time with. And to call her and her husband Travis, who's another class act, friends, is, you know, something that I'm very appreciative of.
Peter Berg joining us for another moment or so. Mile 22 is out right now. So, Peter, in terms of boxing, it's been such a huge part of your life, and not just as a fan or a fighter or as a gym owner. It's all the above. Who were some of your favorite fighters growing up?
Well, certainly Muhammad Ali was you know, at the top. But, you know, the fights that really inspire me, the older fights, you know, for anyone who hasn't seen the Ward Gotti fights, those were, you know, those two fighters and what they did with each other in the ring is that, you know, personifies the very best of what boxing should and can be. And the way they both conducted themselves, the friendship they had, the grace that Gotti, that Ward showed to Gotti family after Gotti passed away, I find to be incredibly inspirational. But it was certainly Muhammad Ali that, you know, as a little kid, my jaw dropped open, and I thought I was looking at a god. Probably for the first time, I felt like I really understood what religion was, just watching the magic of that human being.
Mm. Peter, one last thought. You and I could tell stories, or I could listen to your stories for an hour, but there's just one quick one. A story from a few years back. You got a call that a sewage pipe had broken at your gym, Wildcard West. You fly back from the Lone Survivor set in New Mexico. Nobody there to clean it up. What happened?
Well, so I was trying to start a boxing gym, and, you know, for anyone that's ever tried to start a boxing gym, they know what an idiotic endeavor that can be and how frustrating. And everything was pretty much going wrong with my gym, and things were breaking and people were quitting and all. It just wasn't going well. And I was thinking about shutting it down. I was in New Mexico filming. I got a call that the sewage pipe had broken and that there was raw sewage everywhere. And I remember asking who was going to clean it up. And my assistant told me that I was going to clean it up, that she refused to do it, that that was not in her job description. So I literally flew back, me and a friend got like rubber suits, mops, hoses, spent about 4 hours cleaning it up, and he left, and I was sitting in the gym by myself, and I realized that this was pretty much it. We were done. I was sitting there, and in one of the mirrors, I saw someone was in the gym with me, and I saw this bright red hair. And I turn, and it's Saul Canelo Alvarez. And he's just staring at me, and he was just really starting to emerge. I was a big fan of his. And I looked at him, and he said, are you Peter Berg? I said, yes. He goes, I'm Saul Alvarez. I said, yes, sir, I know who you are. He said, can I see your gym? I said, sure. he started walking around. I think he was getting ready for Boston Crowd at the time. I knew that he was going to run. I had no idea he was in L.A. He walked around the gym. He looked at it. He said, "I like your gym." I said, "Well, thank you." And I was like worried that it just smelled horribly, but he didn't seem to mind. And he said, he looked at me and said, "Do you think I could do my camp here?" And I said, "Pardon me?" He said, "Could I do my camp?" And I said, "Sure you could." And he walked outside, and there were two Suburbans full of his Mexican crew. And he started yelling, and they all jumped out. They had food and all his boxing gear. They came flying into my gym, put on, like, salsa music, and just started training. And instantly my gym came back. And it was, like, kind of my field of dreams moment, like, legitimately. That, you know, I was 15 minutes from shutting the gym down. And Canelo Alvarez saved us.
Amazing. Totally surreal. The film is Mile 22. It's starring Mark Wahlberg, John Malkovich, Ronda Rousey. It is in theaters right now. He is a director, a producer, an actor, an Emmy Award winner, and a hell of a good interview subject. Peter, so good to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Good luck with that, and great talking to you, Peter.
All right, Jim. Take care.
You too, Peter. Peter Berg. Told you I'd change up on you. What a great conversation that was. So Mile 22 is out right now. It's in theaters, starring Mark Wahlberg, John Malkovich, and Ronda Rousey.